The trial of Officer William Porter ended in a hung jury on Wednesday afternoon. WYPR has team coverage of that news, starting with Kenneth Burns, who was in the courthouse.
A buzzer went off in the courtroom shortly after 2:30, indicating that the jury had a note for the judge. During the near 45-minute wait, the feeling of anticipation spread through the packed courtroom as Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby arrived. The jurors filed in, took their seats, and Judge Barry Williams announced they were hopelessly deadlocked. He declared a mistrial and dismissed the panel with the court's thanks. Porter, the first of five officers to be tried in the April death of Freddie Gray, wasn't convicted, but he wasn't acquitted either. Attorney J. Wendell Gordon said this could go on for a while.
The prosecution can retry this case. In fact, she can try it over and over and over again until she gets either a conviction or there's an acquittal.
He called the hung jury a loss for prosecutors and said Mosby might have to rethink her strategy in the future trials of the officers involved in Gray's death.
This conviction was supposed to be the linchpin to the rest of the trials against the remaining officers. And without that conviction, she has no leverage against Porter to use his testimony against any of the other officers.
But University of Maryland Law School professor Doug Colbert disagreed. He said prosecutors overcame criticism they faced from those who thought they rushed to judgment.
Baltimore acquitted itself well. The jury system is alive and working properly. And the evidence suggests that the prosecution had a very strong case against Officer Porter.
Colbert added the defense also gained something: knowledge of how prosecutors are going to try to convict Porter the second time around. Reaction to the mistrial was quick. Here's Rachel Bay outside Courthouse East.
We will fight!
The protest started small. A few dozen people carried signs and chanted. But law enforcement was prepared, blocking the doors to the courthouse and at one point traffic on a nearby street. Sheriff's deputies arrested an adult and a teenager for failing to obey orders and disturbing the peace with a bullhorn. The protesters expressed frustration that the jury didn't reach a verdict. Activist Michael D'Antuono came down from New York for the trial.
Justice hasn't been served yet. Somebody killed Freddie Gray. He didn't kill himself.
D'Antuono, who was also an artist, passed out signs to other protesters. The sign said, "Good cops don't let bad cops kill defenseless citizens." Baltimore City Councilman Carl Stokes said he was frustrated by some of the arguments Porter's defense used. In particular, he pointed to what the defense said about a rule requiring police to make sure the people they arrest are wearing seatbelts.
I'm just angry that the defense would say nobody follows the rule, and because they don't follow the rule, this officer did not have to follow the rule either, even though it resulted in the death.
Activist PFK Boom was watching as protesters gathered in front of City Hall. He said no outcome in this trial or the trials of the other officers charged in Gray's death will satisfy him.
I'll be satisfied when Freddie Gray come back.
As the afternoon became evening, the crowds grew. WYPR's Mary Wiltenberg followed the protests as they got larger.
First, there were a dozen, then a couple dozen protesters milling about. By 6 o'clock, there were closer to 100, chanting and marching around City Hall as choppers circled overhead, mostly teens and young adults. Police officers were taking cell phone photos of the kids, and the kids were recording them back. None of it felt right to Donna Brown, a police chaplain who came to this protest, as she'd gone to many others, as an observer and a peacekeeper.
How are you? Good to see you.
Stumbling into a confrontation between a male officer and a young woman protester, she had an epiphany.
You were saying you might have to
turn in my badge, just because I question some of the motives of there are officers that I work with that are wonderful, but working, case in point, if something were to happen to that young lady, where am I in this?
It was a tense moment. A young woman singled out, caught off guard and scared, and another young woman trying to stand up for her. Brown felt the girl's discomfort, but felt even more betrayed by two young black women officers whom she knows personally, who stood watching and didn't intervene.
So it really felt uncomfortable, because this is not what you represent when in my engagement with you. And you represent yourselves as folks who really are in the interest of the community. And maybe you are, but in this space, you can't show that. And so in this space, I can't trust you.
In a small way, Brown says, that moment brought home for her that injustice at the hands of police doesn't need a bad cop, just good cops standing by doing nothing.
Think about what this trial is about. That very issue. So even if they got a not guilty verdict, you're guilty. Because you didn't challenge it.
While protesters were frustrated, Kenneth Burns reports that Freddie Gray's family was disappointed, but urged calm.
In a news conference outside the Mitchell courthouse, Richard Shipley, Gray's stepfather, thanked the jury for its service.
We are not at all upset with them, and neither should the public be upset. They did the best that they could.
Shipley said the family hopes Porter will be retried and that the next jury will reach a verdict. He also asked people to stay calm, sentiments echoed by Gray family attorney Billy Murphy.
If the family's not angry, no one else should be angry. And I think the family has a bigger stake in this than almost anybody else.
Murphy called the mistrial a bump on the road to justice. He added people who don't think the mistrial was justice don't understand the justice system.
Sometimes there are guilty verdicts, sometimes there are not guilty verdicts, and sometimes there are temporary hung juries where no verdict can be reached and the cases are normally tried again.
Murphy also said that a mistrial does not mean a verdict can't be reached in Baltimore. With Rachel Bay and Mary Wiltenberg, I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.